Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Hairy Ape. When Eugene O'Neill's play premiered in New York in 1922, it caused quite a sensation. Audiences had seen nothing quite like its expressionistic style before, and were either sympathetic or horrified at its strong anti-capitalist message. Despite being regarded as a landmark work by such a celebrated author, however, it's a play that isn't performed very often. This is only the third production in London, the others being in 1930 and another not until 2012. So this new production at the Old Vic is something of a theatrical event. The play tells the story, spread across eight clearly defined scenes, of Yank, played here by Bertie Carvel, a hard-as-nails stoker on an ocean liner. Yank's world is that of the boiler room, where the heat is oppressive and the work dirty and physical. It's here that Yank is most comfortable among his fellow workers, despite the harsh conditions. But his world is turned on its head when the rich and spoilt daughter of an industrialist visits the engine room of the ship. When she comes face to face with these men, and Yank in particular, she is repulsed and calls him a filthy beast. Her reaction stuns and hurts Yank, and he sets out on a journey of self-discovery and also in an effort to prove himself. And it's a journey that takes him to new environments and meetings with new people, but his crisis of identity grows ever stronger. The first thing to say about director Richard Jones's production is that it looks absolutely stunning, thanks to Jones's staging, Stuart Lang's design and Aletta Collins's choreography. The scenes in the boiler room where the men toil as the ship lurches are superbly and strikingly done. As Yank, Bertie Carvel gives a visceral, intense and totally compelling performance that's full of suppressed rage. But that said, he's not a person I've felt any particular sympathy for, despite the injustices meted out to him. You don't feel a lot of sympathy for any of the characters here, to be honest, despite the play's message about working men being persecuted by the capitalist classes. And I'm not the first person to say that I found the sound problematic at times. Some of the accents were a bit over-stylized, but generally it was a case of not very good projection. To be frank, some of it was plain inaudible when all the men were talking, and this certainly prevented it being a totally immersive experience. That said, The Hairy Ape still comes highly recommended. It continues at the Old Vic until the 21st of November. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.